Well, I feel very good right now. Not real good about the way we played the last couple of minutes, or really the second half. I thought we had just some silly turnovers and missed opportunities there, but you got to give Pittsburgh credit. They're a tough bunch. Jamie does a great job with his guys, and they make plays down the stretch, but it was weird stuff going on out there. And it's a three-point game. Thought it was our ball, and officials reviewed it and saw that they'd made a mistake and gave it back to them. And then we just never could seem to get a grasp of everything. And then we felt like we had it, and Jackson had a hold of the ball, and he was standing out of bounds, so it's their ball again. I felt like I was in the 72 Olympics? That's what I felt like out there. But still, James Michael and Marcus, 37, 38 minutes. I hate that part, but my gosh, James Michael, 24 and 12, and Marcus, 5 for 6 from three-point line. We've got to get some other guys to step up and make shots. That's the bottom line. Other guys got to step up and help us. And it's a big win over a very good basketball team, and glad I don't have to go to Pittsburgh this year. They're awfully good, but we made some big plays. Marcus made some big threes in the second half. Every time they'd make a little run, we'd make a couple of baskets ourselves until the very end there.
Well, Lamar Patterson didn't seem to ever really get into a flow. Can you elaborate on what kind of a job Tokoto did on him primarily?
Well, Lamar's really a big-time player. The first thing is it helped they got two fouls in the first half and set out all that time. And I think that was the biggest part of it. But JP did a nice job. And then when JP was out, first half Isaiah did a pretty good job on him. In the second half, Leslie ended up guarding him more. But he's one of the most complete players I think there is in college basketball. And he carries them on their shoulders. But those other guys were pretty doggone good as well.
When you talk about other guys stepping up, Bryce had some big baskets again today. And I believe he was in double figures. Do you see him now kind of emerging a little more offensively?
Yeah, but he still, the whole run started when he didn't front the low post, and then they threw it in there to him, and he got it, turned around, laid it in the face, went in and complicated things by fouling him. And so you got to be able to play on both ends of the court, but Bryce is getting better. Those five blocks, those were huge. In fact, I thought it might have been the key play of the game, and if we'd have come up with the ball instead, they called a foul on James Michael. We didn't come up with the ball after he blocked the shot. They called a foul and put him on the free throw line, but that could have been the biggest play of the game. So he's really doing some good things for us, and I was concerned. I wanted to make at least one of those free throws there at the end. There's no question about that. But we got to get a lot of guys. A lot of guys got to step up.
On the other end, between Patterson and Bryce's improvement, do you think your team gets the credit for being as good defensively as it can be at times?
You know, I think we're getting better, but I try to look back at the end of the season and evaluate at that time because it's a process that we're going through. And my goodness, we work so hard every day on trying to be better defensively and trying to box out. And I feel like we get out-rebounded every game, and then I look and see, and usually we've got a few more rebounds. But we are getting better defensively. I think Bryce's block shots were big for us. Desmond is by far the best defender for position and can block some shots too. Kennedy can score inside, but everybody's got some big-time strengths and some weaknesses also up front. We don't have anybody that's quite as complete as we would like for them to be. But it's all about the team defense. I think it was one key possession where James Michael just got off in the lane and helped, and we ended up coming up with the basketball. But we gambled two times. We over-gambled there, overran one time JP and one time James Michael. And when we do that down the stretch, that makes me feel like we're not very good defensively. So we got to stop that junk.
You guys have 14 fast break points against a team that likes to slow it down. How important was getting out in transition?
Well, it was extremely important. We talked about it. We didn't capitalize as much as I wanted us to capitalize, but I was trying to see fast break 14 to 8. offensive rebounds 12, 11 points off turnovers. They got more because of our silly turnovers there at the end. JP's turnovers, Marcus's turnovers, James Michael, those are just silly turnovers. But we like to get out and run, there's no question, and we're running about 20% of as hard as I'd like for us to run.
Is McAdoo finally playing with the consistency level throughout the entire game that you had hoped for?
Again, it's a work in progress. Every day he tries to get better. He's much more under control. He got one ball on the break. We went flying down on the right side, right. He had no prayer of making that shot. You got to get under control. And I was praying like crazy. Okay, I'm good with a quick prayer. But he is getting so much more under control. But to me, the best thing is not only 24 points, but 12 rebounds, 7 of them on the offensive end, and only one turnover.
you talk about work in progress and this, that, and a lot of different things. Is this team as much of a work in progress at this point in the season as you can remember?
Oh, man. You know, I understand the question. It's a good question. But, you know, I said in the preseason I thought our team would get better and better as the season went along. We had a lot of adversity and some things that we didn't expect going to happen happened. And so they had to regroup a little bit. But I'm telling you, I mean, we went hard yesterday in practice. We went hard Thursday in practice. We're going to go hard tomorrow in practice. We're just going to go shorter. But the kids really are trying to get better, and they're buying into the whole thing about the sense of emergency, and I think that really helps us. There was one loose ball, and we had Bryce dove for the ball, and he didn't trip. He really actually dove for it, and I think it ended up that we ended up getting possession, or maybe it was a jump, and it was our possession or something, but they're buying in, and we've got to do it even a little bit more every day.
Having 4 games in 8 days, how does that change things like preparation, practice schedule?
Well, it's, you know, it's two things. One, we can work our tails off in practice and play as hard as we can play in games, and you got 4 and 8 days, and that might be a load. But I'm telling them it's no problem. They're 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Shouldn't get tired. And then the other thing is what I'm going to do is cut back practices a little bit and try to give them their legs back there. But, you know, it's what it is. It's the schedule that we have to play, and we'll show up. And we're sure as the Dickens not going to worry about it, nor we're going to make any excuses for it.
Is it tougher mentally than, I guess you said they're young guys, so is it that many games?
It wouldn't be to me. God almighty, I'd love it if I could go play games instead of having to go through Roy Williams' practice. God almighty, I'd be the happiest guy in the world. I mean, I'm serious. You know, they're tired. But my God, 18, 19, I could go play 4 games right now. It'd be a very slow pace. But no, I think that's something that we're not going to use that. You know, we got to prepare and we got to give them some extra time and put them in a hot tub, cold tub, drown them, or whatever we had to do.
Thank you. We'll